Daily Dose of Dominican Preaching. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled Weakness and Power.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, that I, Paul, might not become too elated because of the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." The Word of the Lord. This short passage from Paul's letter to the Corinthians contains many emotions, offers much to be considered. First, we read of Paul's awareness of the privilege he has been given to preach the Word and to have been blessed with knowing his words have made a difference. We feel his gratitude. But then Paul expresses his deep awareness of his weaknesses, this thorn of the flesh that he has been grappling with and can't seem to defeat. This realization of helplessness brings about humility as he begs God for deliverance. And when Paul hears Christ's response to his prayer for deliverance, that God's grace is sufficient, he is graced with the gift of acceptance and trust. Finally, he declares that he can actually boast of his weakness, be grateful for it, because God's power is working in and through his weakness. So we hear of his gratitude, his humility, his acceptance and trust, and his joy that comes from believing that God uses even his weakness for God's own glory. The story is told of a man who had a beautiful and very valuable vase. He was very proud to be the owner of this work of art. But one day, when he was showing it to a friend, he dropped it, and it broke into many pieces. It so happened that his friend was a great artist himself. So he asked the man to give him the pieces, and he would repair the vase. At first, the owner of the vase thought, "What can he do to repair this beautiful masterpiece?" But he gave his friend the pieces, not really expecting much to come of his friend's efforts and goodwill. When the artist returned the vase, the owner was amazed. It was more beautiful now than ever before. The artist had put the pieces together with a substance that contained gold. So over the complete surface of the vase, there was a beautiful and delicate gold design. Are we willing, like Paul, and like the owner of the vase, to give God the broken pieces of our life and trust that God will make something beautiful out of them?